Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Douglas Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy and community welcome you to our weekly spiritual virtual healing service to enjoy an uplifting community get-together. Virtue is the name Jesus the Christ called out when he felt a divine miracle healing force leap from him and into a woman who touched his garment while standing in a crowd. The woman was instantly healed of her pain. This account recounted in Luke 6:19 in the King James Version of the Christian Bible is a real-life event that a supernatural created healing force then as now has a conscience of its own, intelligence, and is evidence of a great creator we call God Almighty. This most powerful, intelligent, spiritual force is evidence of God Almighty's compassion and unconditional love for us all. Please welcome Dr. Douglas Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy, and welcome to our Sunday service here on Blog Talk Radio.
Who we cherish. I'd like to dedicate this service to Tricia's father, who passed peacefully this week. And without further ado, I'm going to pass the service on to Most Reverend Douglas Cottrell.
Welcome, everyone. We are broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. Please leave my mic open, Paul, so we can record through my mic here. The service is going international. We have several people here from different parts of the world. And on the Blog Talk Radio, we will this will be in the archive version of the show, and it will be listened to people in different time zones all around the world. The same as my Wednesday night, or sorry, Friday night show, which is co-hosted with Doug Bentley and produced by Paul Hughes, who is working overtime this week along with Jack as well. We've done some forward movement in the radio show. And so just to let everybody know, we're making forward progression and taking the word to the world, which is part of our mandate. To bring light into the world. It's Passover, and so we want to remember that it's a very important time for our brothers and sisters in faith as we celebrate with them their celebration of their faith. Again, to Trish, who has been a longtime volunteer and supporter and member of Many Mansions on the beach where we had our home base. We offer our condolences and our sympathies, and I want us all to say a short prayer for Trisha's father, who has just changed addresses and is in the heavens above. If you'll pray with me. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of the Most High, in the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of Mother Mary and Father Joseph, we ask the angels to assist Trisha's father into the highest dimensions, into the heavens and the kingdoms above, that the angels will escort him, relieved of his pain, cuddled and cocooned in unconditional love, to come once again into the great consciousness we call God Almighty, that he will be welcomed with his relatives and friends and those souls that he has enjoyed a life here in the world, and now he has returned in the post-existence back to the pre-existence in the heavens above. May his soul be welcomed. May he review this life as a constructive and positive life. He is loved. He is loved by his daughter, who took care of him all the way to the last and final step. We ask the angels to comfort Trish in this time of grieving. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of the great creator. We ask for virtue to come to Trish and all those who are feeling sad at this moment in time. May they rejoice that the cross has been lifted and her father ascends home again. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this moment, the reason we have hands on the screen is that if you've been a member here before, would you please go down to the reactions, select this one, this view, and let us know that you've been here before. If you're a new member or you're just here for the first time, go to the reactions. It's at the bottom of the screen and click on the heart. And if, again, in the upper corner is the word view with some dots, click on that and select gallery, and you'll be able to see everybody's wonderful face here joining with us today. The opening prayer for today is this. As we celebrate our understanding of what it is to be who and what we are, we recall that the early Christians initially were called followers of the way. The way. Those that believed in the teachings and the following of Jesus the Christ were on a path to true salvation. This term is mentioned several times in the good books. The term Christian was not widely used until later. But as we are returning to that understanding of the teachings of Jesus the Christ, the metaphysical, supernatural, and those mystical experiences, those laws that we call grace, we call gratitude, as our belief and our faith moves forward, is to remember, this is the way. We are providing a path and a way for those of kindred spirits and like-mindedness to follow the teachings of myself and others. This is the way. It's our way. And for those that choose to follow us, we will support you and we will care for you. We will pray for you and we'll form a community. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, hear our prayer. Bless our organization. Bless each and every one that is here today as we move forward to seek the light, to seek the revelations of the truth, to celebrate the teachings of Jesus the Christ, that we might find our inner way. In the name of all that is holy, we ask the ancient prophets, the holy beings, the angels, the saints, the avatar, and the holy family to guide us on our way, to be with us, that we might find salvation, that we might find peace, that we will see the future and know what is right to do just any day, that we are of service and we are grateful to be of service as we come together, as we move forward, seeking that of unconditional love. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we are grateful. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to Reverend Douglas.
Thank you, Mr. Reverend Douglas. And I will call upon Mark, who is the director of many mansions, to recite our mission statement.
Mark? Our mission is to speak of God Almighty and generally and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives by humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research. We may come to know in part the gifts of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions of heaven and love. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us. as recorded in the Holy Books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty, as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. Now call upon Deacon Dave to recite the love verses from Corinthians.
Yes. Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
Thank you very much, Deacon Dave. Now, as is the custom, I will sing the Lord's Prayer. I invite you to sing along with me, if you wish. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Now we'll call upon Deacon Michael to recite a prayer for the planet.
Dear God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask your divine grace to shed your beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Deacon Mike. Now we'll call upon Deacon Dave, who's going to give the sermon today. If you wish to know the references to scripture, they're in the chat.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Well, thank you, Reverend Douglas. And I'm going to start with just saying a few words first. To me, the Bible is one big puzzle. It consists of 66 ancient books, which are not all in chronological order. So I'm going to be jumping around, going from the New Testament to the Old Testament, and how it relates to us. The Bible is about us. It's about the human race. It's your basic instructions before leaving Earth. For all the trials and tribulations and beauty, these words will resonate within your soul. Now, there are two ways to read this book of wisdom. One is the letter of the word. The other is by the spirit of the word. For God is of spirit. Reading by the letter of the word is not going to make a lot of sense. Now, the main theme throughout this book of wisdom is love. And what happens when we turn to our selfish ways? Well, that spark of life, which created life, is within. So let's see what the Bible says about awakening that spark, that Christ consciousness that is within. Okay. Now, for some people would say to know God is a fallacy or a blasphemy. I say, to know Jesus is to know the Father. Where Jesus didn't just preach, he acted on what he preached. Working with the sick, the poor, turning sinners into saints. I call this unconditional love. Okay, let's go to John chapter 14, verse 8 to 17. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and is it enough for us? Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. What else? Believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you. Okay. Now, we're going to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Now, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of truth, and this is known as the day of the Pentecost. Okay, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, all the apostles. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues, as a fire appeared to them, and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit, as Jesus stated, the Spirit of truth. For the truth will set you free. Free from what is the question here? Free from judging others, where people can change. Just look at the disciple Paul. Free from prejudices, biases, free from hate, worry, and fear. So always be honest and true with yourself, and you will grow in knowledge, wisdom, and love. Okay, moving to John chapter 16, line 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come, and he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Your sorrow will turn into joy. Okay, we're going to move to Acts 3, entitled The Lame Beggar Healed. Now, Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. In the ninth hour, a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms, and Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter says, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, as he stood up and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. And Acts 32, the healing of Aeneas. And again, Acts 36, Dorcas restored to life. Now, this speaks of the Spirit of truth working within Peter, and no doubt all the apostles had the Spirit of truth in them as well. Even the saints like Padre Joseph had the gift of levitation, knowing of things just before they happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as stated in Corinthians 12, are the mystical attunements of the Spirit that lie dormant in each and every one can be awakened. These gifts from a divine Father are part of our inheritance and can be realized from the fruits of our Spirit, as stated in Galatians 5:22. These gifts are not given but are earned through the fruits of our Spirit. For they must not be profaned, but cherished and nurtured from within. For to be human is to be divine. Jesus stated the first great commandment is love your God with all your heart, and the second commandment is as great as the first, is to love your neighbor as you would love yourself. With this attainment, the gifts would be the gifts of wisdom to another. The gifts to another, the utterance of knowledge. To another, faith by the Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing. To another, the working of miracles. To another, the gift of prophecy. Be able to distinguish between spirits speaking in tongues. To another, and the interpretation of tongues. To become a channel of our Father's grace is to achieve the Christ consciousness. For Christ was not Jesus' last name, but a title that he achieved and is ours to obtain. And Christ, as is known in other languages, would be Nirvana or Zen. Now, I mentioned Galatians 5:12, so let's review that. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Now, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Now here in line 24, those who belong to Christ, Jesus, or to have the consciousness of Christ, will have crucified their passions and desires. When we can lay down our cross, we will also rise. When we can brush off our burdens, rid ourselves of negativity, then the fruits of the Spirit will be with us forevermore. Now, I also mentioned the first greatest commandment, love your God with all your heart. And this is divine love, meaning God is omnipresent, to love creation, and also to those that are hard to love. For those that are hard to love never knew love in the first place. And this brings us to the second greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as you would love yourself. This is self-love without the ego. For how can one love anybody if you can't love yourself first, or just feeling good about yourself? Okay. We're going to go to Revelations 14, chapter 14, line 8, by the Apostle John. Now, Jesus sent an angel to his servant John, and it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was, and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Now, who was the Alpha? Many would say Adam was the first. In Luke verse 38, it states, the son of Adam, the son of God. Now, in Corinthians 14:22, it states, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Now, going to Genesis 2:15, we're going to see what it says about Adam. Now, Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat it, you shall surely die. Okay, I'm going to read more into this. I'm going to get back to it. You're going to move on to Genesis 3:8. Now they heard, Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And a man and his wife hid themselves from their presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called the man and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, well, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? Now, the question here is what died. Who died? We know that Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden because they had three sons, Cain, Abel, and later Seth. So the consciousness of the Christ died, the communication with the divine. So when we fear or worry, when we feel that shame, that guilt, that communication is cut off. So when we are able to forgive ourselves and others, our love will return. But when we forgive ourselves, we rid ourselves of the guilt. When we are able to forgive others, we rid ourselves of the hate. Now in John 4:16, it says, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God. And God abides in him. God is love, and God, God is love, and who lives in love, live in God, and God lives in them. God is love, and who abides in love, abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, as I stated before, that spark of life, that created life is within. No matter how dim that light becomes, it can never be extinguished. You may give up on yourself, your soul father, but he will never give up on you. You only have to meet him halfway. Okay. Now, let's go back to Genesis 2, verse 11. Now, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or it could have easily been translated to love and fear, was the gift of free will. Now, what we do with our free will is our choice, for it's only when we are tested by fire that we learn the most of who we really are. And if we pass the test, then we'll be baptized by the holy fire. Now, in the garden, there were four rivers. Now, I translated these names. Gihon means breathing the breath of life into the blood, purifying the spirit. The second river, Tigris, represents the nervous system. Euphrates represents our circulation of the blood. And Pishon is the spirit at work in our consciousness. Now, this speaks to me of yoga and meditation. So it's not just the attitude that one has to develop. It's also the body, which Jesus referred to as the temple. The mind, the body, and the spirit. Yes, all has to be developed. Now, before I end there, I'm just going to read one of my favorite poems. This was found in St. Paul's Church in Baltimore, 1692. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence, as far as possible, without surrender. Yeah, good term. It's all personal. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vixens to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for higher ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not fringe affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all heredity and disenchantment, it is as penal as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imagings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt, the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in this noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its fame, deadly, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. Thank you. I'll turn this back to Douglas.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. That was very interesting and a great deal of wisdom. I will now pass the service over to Most Reverend Douglas, who will play a musical interlude, and then we'll conduct the healing.
Just to step back a second, Reverend Douglas, did we have the Michael say the love verses? Did I miss?
Deacon Dave said the love verses.
Okay. All right. Pardon me. Here I am, Lord.
call upon most reverend doctors possible. We will now conduct the healing. That's one.
Let me know if that's a little too loud for background music. Everyone, people are raising their hands, which indicates they've been here before. In the lower part of the screen, it says reactions. Click on there and then select the one that's raised hand. Not the waving hand, just this one. And if this is your first time here, you can select the heart. Raise my hand, raise the hand, and then again, if it's your first time here, you could select the heart like that, okay? Just to let us know, Patricia and others, that you're here for first time, and we'll welcome you. The email address is manymansions144@gmail.com. We also have another one that if our good friend Joe is here today, he'll put it in, which is asking if you need help, where Joe is going to help you with that. So is the background music okay, or is it too loud, or are we okay? The broadcast is going well on the radio, and so far, wonderful, very informative and detailed talk with Deacon Dave today. Covered a lot of ground, and I want to say hi to the clergy here today as well. Deacon Michael is here with Reverend Douglas and Reverend Rebecca, and we have a member of the board, which is Mark Galloway, and I'm looking to see if Tim is here today too from Montreal. Don't really see it. And we have people from overseas here that are with us. And we have some emergency healing to go out to people who aren't here today. And we'll do that in a minute. The purpose of virtue healing is to ask for that supernatural, all-knowledgeable, all-powerful force of God that Jesus in the book of Luke referred to it as virtue when he felt this force or energy come out of him. And this is something that's within all of us. We all have a life force, and we can, with meditation, with spiritual practices, with being good and virtuous people, we can raise our vibrations, our level, our consciousness. And as we do so, we can then, as it is our will to do so, our pleasure to do so, lay hands on people, send them virtue energy through prayer, and people respond sometimes instantly, sometimes gradually. But whatever happens, it's a benefit. We can explain it from what we have seen in the past, but we can't really explain it because we're not divine yet, but we're all on that same path. So today, I'm going to do a blessing for everybody that's here today. I have a list of names of people that are in distress that we will attend to as well. And then after that point, we'll go to the chat list, which either Reverend Rebecca or Patty will direct the energy. Remember, we're all important in this. We're beings, and as we come together as a community, and you'll hear our teachings, which will continue to get us to join together. And as we come together, we have greater and greater influence in the world. And that influence, we believe we can call it light, we can believe we can call it love, we can call it any term we like, but the one thing it is a cohesive force that's going to benefit you. it's going to allow you to come closer to God as well. How you do that is a daily journey. So let us begin. I like to stand up. And as I do stand up, this energy, this force within lines up with the energy of the churches within. Let us pray. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for our community. We are grateful to be of service. We ask for divine guidance to be with us in every moment of every day. When we have the good times, we are grateful. When we have the not so good times, we are also grateful, for we know that we will be assisted, that opportunities, that there will be people coming to us to give us opportunities to find our inner way. And as always, you remember that God is watching over you no matter what befalls you. Although it might be difficult, although you might be anxious and afraid, you are watched over from above. Call upon your community. That's what we're here for. Because one thing that is consistent throughout history, from the early Christian days to the present, it's necessary to come together. And the people that do come together choose to be together, choose to follow their beliefs and their practices and the way they get along with each other and the way they maneuver through the world. And that way has a cohesiveness. We're trying to find the right way. And as we do so, when those difficult times come to us, when we lose a relative, a spouse, a child, when our employment changes, when financial disaster comes into our lives, when we find ourselves moving through life with difficulty, we know that there is salvation. We know there is opportunity. We know something inside of us will allow us to overcome whatever the challenge is in life. As I'm having challenges with the playlist today. So we'll see what we can do about that. Anyway, the one thing is to be able to count on each other, no matter what. In the name of God Almighty, in the name of Jesus the Christ, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of all the saints and divine beings above, and there are many, to those who watch over us, to those that are meaningful to us, and whom we are meaningful to them, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this time of coming together. We ask for a blessing today, that blessing will, through virtue, come into our lives to remove the pain, the stiffness, the anxiety, to repair our body, to bring peace to our mind. We ask for illumination. The words guide us to our deep understanding, and that understanding that is in our mind and in our soul. That journey is an inward journey. And as we continue to take that journey within, let us rejoice. Even in the times that we find ourselves alone and uncertain as to what to do, we ask for that energy to come into our being, into our hearts, into our minds, into our soul. For any day, in any way, our soul knows what to do. Let us find that inner connection. Today is a day of Passover.
It is an ancient practice or holiday, service or remembrance of an event. That event took place when people who had a covenant with God, who believed and practiced the ancient wisdoms, in a time of great travail, when they are being persecuted and enslaved, there was a mark put over their doorway. It wasn't a temporary mark, it was a permanent one. They marked themselves that they had a covenant with God. And that covenant is simply this, that you believe in God Almighty. That's all. And then so believing in God Almighty, you will be protected from whatever enslaves you now, from whatever fear you may have, whatever uncertainty or loneliness that you may have. You are protected. Repeat the words often. I believe in God Almighty. I deserve to be loved. I am loved. I pray for opportunities and for people to bring me opportunities or for those to show me the inner way. And there are always, always, always alternatives. To do nothing is to doubt. To do something, anything, is to be hopeful. And by demonstrating your hopefulness, that you are willing to seek a solution, you are willing to go anywhere and knock on any door, ask any question to help resolve your difficulty. It is a demonstration of your faith, for God provides. And when you ask, it shall be given. The only two conditions, you have to seek an answer yourself, a solution, an alternative. And you have to go anywhere and everywhere to get it. That's it. It's a 50-50 situation. With virtue, there is relief. This virtue comes through us to you. And you know that God Almighty is watching over you because you can feel the healing energy. You can feel relief. You notice in your life coincidences and chance improving. You might call it luck if you didn't know any better. Don't be surprised when your prayers are answered. Expect them to be answered. There is always, always alternatives. There are always, always, always answers to those questions you have. Through the community, you are empowering yourself. You are expanding your consciousness. You are opening up to further and greater knowledge. You are assessing that it is the invisible made visible. That force of God we call creation. When a seed is planted in the ground and it grows into a plant and it bears fruit, you don't see that energy. It's invisible. As now, the energy is going to each and every one of you. We ask for a symbol, an image of blue, comforting, sparkling energy to surround your body, your chest, your heart. Feel the love that God sends as it enters into your body. It removes your fear, your anxiety, your uncertainty, because you are loved. Accept the love that God sends. Think of this energy going through your heart, through your body. flowing out to all parts of your body now. Let it comfort you. Let it soothe you. There is nothing that is impossible for God. Everything is possible for God. Have the faith of a seed that you will manifest a greatness within you, the tree of life. Is your evolution. This life is but one breath in the life of the soul. Live it to the fullness. Fear, set it aside. We will all be in the great heavens and kingdoms above someday. But don't let today be used up by fear. Listen to the words of our teacher, our elder brother, Jesus the Christ. As we go through the good books, we interpret his words not from a time past, but from a time present. Indeed, your knowledge is such that you understand, but it will become greater than you understand today. The power that you have in yourself is that creative force that can transmute things, that can change things, that can bring about growth and love in all things. Accept the love that God sends. Don't worry, for that's a denial. Be thankful. Practice the first law of gratitude. Be grateful for all things. The difficulties in your life teach you things, believe it or not. Learning things can be difficult. And as a matter of fact, the greater lesson, the greater the difficulty. But life is filled with lessons. And as you understand these lessons, you become aware, you become enlightened. Every saint, including our teacher, Jesus the Christ, experienced difficulty as he brought light and illumination into the world. So will I, and so will you. But this is the way. If it was easy, it would be meaningless. If it's more difficult, it brings much more satisfaction, achievement, and a sense of accomplishment. And more importantly, it's the way. And you find yourself on the path, ever closer to the greater understanding, returning to the Christos, to God Almighty. Accept the love, each and every one of you. As we go through the list today, we have 44 souls with us. Those on the telephones, Monique, Kavita, GL, to Bill, or William, to JP, to Pat, to Eva, to PJ, to Jack B, to Jean, to Owen and Vita, I guess, Sue, to Grant, to Carol, to John, John D, to Paul, to Robert, to Carrie, to Mark, to Jim and Sherry, to Regine, to Brandon, to Maria Fernanda, and especially her brother Fernando, to Linda, to Reverend Rebecca, to Trish, to Beto, to Tim, to Michael, Deacon Michael, to Linda, to Tim C, to Tomas, to Terry, to Gaetan, to Maria, to John, Santiago, Beverly, Dave, Deacon Dave, and Carla to Patty at Reverend Douglas. In the name of all that is holy, we ask at this most important time in the world, at this great celebration of Passover, that the illumination from the heavens above is at a peak. And we seek earnestly for that illumination to come into our hearts, to go through our bodies, improving every cell in our body, every system, to make it youthful, to make it disease-free, to restore all our systems, the circulation system, the heart, the organs in the body, the endocrine system, the brain and all the parts of the brain, the fluid and the blood flow and the oxygen improving in the brain to improve our memories and our reflexes and our thinking. That our emotional body will be balanced and we will insulate it from fear and uncertainty. That we will put on the protection of God Almighty, knowing as we pray for things, no matter what it is, in this material world, it will be granted. We also pray for protection from our enemies and for those that would put us asunder. We ask for they to be put asunder. We ask for the shades to be pulled. We ask for the darkness to retreat into the crevices. We ask for those souls who are mischievous to be put asunder, that they might be locked up in the chambers below. We ask for the illumination of those souls who wish to bring light and love into the world. Let us come together. Let us illuminate the teachings of our faiths, which are almost all the same, for they come from the same source. In the name of God Almighty, and to that name that is said in many different languages and many different terms or ways, it is the one true God, God Almighty. Anything is possible for God. Believe it and achieve it. Look to your body now and love yourself. Forgive yourself of transgressions and difficulties, although it might be difficult and you might have difficulty not in forgetting, but in coming to that point of loving yourself to know that you've made a mistake. You've made a transgression. In order for that transgression to fade, penance requires you to do something generous, comfortable, loving. This will allow you to balance what you believe is owed. In the eyes of God, as you have repented it, you will find that that of the sin has been removed. The karma has been lifted. Regret wipes out the debt. Feel the energy that goes through your body now. Say in your mind, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God Almighty, here I am. I have found my way. I choose to have a covenant with you that I will do my best to live my life to the best way I can, that I will continue to seek the understanding of unconditional love and to practice that as best I can, that I forgive my wayward ways, that I will remember each and every day to be thankful and to say a prayer to you, God Almighty, that I will build upon those prayers the faith and the comfort that no matter what comes to me, I know I can handle it because it's not too great. You would never give me something, a challenge, a lesson that would be more than I can handle. And therefore, with that faith, I welcome my lessons. I seek good tidings. I seek greater understanding so that my frailty of mind can be strengthened, that my heart will beat with love, with pride, that I am part of a community that is finding the way to truth, to enlightenment, that I am making that transition of ascension and getting closer and closer up that ladder to that greater understanding. That I forgive myself of the mistakes I've made. And I love myself because I am willing to carry on. And with a blessing from above to each and every one that is here today, know that you are loved. Even if you're someplace all by yourself, you're not. God is there with you. Go out into the daylight. Let the clouds disperse. Whatever's on the computer, on the news, whatever, that's just kerfluffle. Because it always goes away. But light and truth and love never does. Negativity, meanness, people who make transgressions against us, they're punished. Don't gloat at it, but understand whatever they're doing to you, this is what they're doing to themselves. And as you see the hardship that comes into their life, you'll know this is not your doing, not some demon's doing, but it's their doing teaching themselves a lesson. And then you can understand and see the workings of God. And you can know that yourself, as you move yourself forward, that you are a divine being in a physical body that has to play by the rules. And those rules are simple. At this time of Passover, you are protected in the most difficult times. Believe in God. And those rules can be moved into a simple phrase, the golden rule. Only do those things that you would like to have happen to yourself. That's it. This is the law of Moses. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Whatever you do comes back to you. Let us now send a prayer to those people who are not here. You may feel some warmth in your chest. Your hands may tingle. You may feel a little wobbly. You may feel sleepy, but you're going to feel good. Try to keep that good feeling going. In Spain, we have Miguel, who's been on the Zoom. He has lung cancer. He's into some difficulty. We're going to remember him. And we're going to send golden energy his way. We're going to see a man, even if you don't remember him. You're going to imagine a person in your mind's eye, and you're going to see this energy going to Miguel. And it's going to surround him and go into his chest. It's going to be like sparkly energy. And it's going to be eradicating whatever disease is in there. Keeping that energy going, we're now going to go to Fernando, who's in Madrid. And we're going to send that energy into his body. Sparkly energy going into his lungs and abdomen and any and all places in his body. This sparkly energy is like little Pac-Man, gobbling up the cancer cells, removing the dark, putrid disease from his body. going to go up and down. We're going to go now, keeping that energy going, to Mrs. Minskin, who has a terrible affliction in her neck. And we're going to see that golden energy going into her neck. She may have had surgery today. And we're going to see that affliction in her neck opening up the passageways and all the fluids, nervous energy, and the blood flow going into her brain easily and comfortably. We're going to go to Elaine, who has great swelling in her arms and who is getting close to making the transition. And we're going to bring comfort to her. We're going to ask the great spirits, the great angels at this time of Passover to bless her that she might recover from this darkness and that she might be enlivened with life. We're going to go to Ellen, who has cancer in her liver. And we're asking for that surgery to go well and for the healing to go through her body again with that sparkly energy going up and down her body. We're also going to send some energy to my granddaughter into her shoulder, which is recovering from being dislocated. That little sparkly energy. See her shiver a bit. And my son Douglas, we're asking for that energy to go through his body, that he recovers from the injury that he sustained some time ago in that accident. We're also going to ask the angels to watch over Uncle John, who passed away on the 11th, in the chat request here. And we ask for the angels to come to him, to lift him up. I can see them holding him up like a baby up to the clouds above, to take him to the higher dimensions, to cuddle him, to secure him, now that he is pain-free and the cross has been lifted. May he enjoy his trip to the kingdoms and higher dimensions above. We're also going to send special energy to Maria, who is in Spain. We're going to ask that the healing forces go into her body. Maria Fernanda Alvarez. That the healing forces go into her body to bring peace and calmness into her heart. The energy is going to soothe and bring peace. Through all this has been a trying time in the world and her family. We're asking for Mother Mary to bless her, to soothe her, to heal her, that she can sleep through the night. At the same time, we're going to ask the energy to go to Deacon Michael, that this energy goes through his body to bring him peace. And everyone that we have spoken, the energy continues to go through to them as a conduit with many branches. For those names we've mentioned, welcome this healing force to all who are here today. Realize you are part of our community. To Grant and Jean, to William, to Mary, to Jesus, to those who have just joined us now, believe, everyone is connected to the divine. No one is forgotten, no one is left behind. Believe, your belief, your faith cracks open that door, puts the curtains open, opens the window, and allows the love that God sends to come into your heart. You are not forgotten. You are not alone. you don't like where you are, do something about it. Yell out the window, Jesus loves me. Yell in your mind, God loves me. Jesus loves me. Mother Mary watches over me. Saint Germain loves me. Raphael watches over us. We've had many angels come to our place. Michael, Hanuman. We've had other saints from different organizations and religions come to us as well. They're all the same, you know. It's one big city up there in the kingdoms above. The different religions just live on different streets, but it's the same neighborhood. Love is love is love. Patty, let us go to the list of people now who have made special requests.
For Daryl, released from stress.
I want everybody to try an experiment. I want you to put your hand up to the camera, and I want you to send that energy to these people that we're talking about, okay? Go ahead to Daryl for removing of stress. Next, or continue.
For Lavinia, release from eyesight loss and dementia.
We're going to send that golden energy into her head, into her eyes. It's going to go into that mushy brain, massage it, work through it, attempt to have the sinking. I could see sparkly things in the head going on, increasing the sinking. We ask a blessing for her eyesight. Continue.
For Michael, we're released from migraines.
In your mind's eye, my friends, you're sending this virtue to Michael, into his body, into his mind, into his brain. Continue.
For Sal, for relief from gout and depression.
Again, we're sending that energy into the body to remove any impedance. It looks to me like things are chipping off his toe. Removing the gout. And I see somebody putting their hands around his head. Whoever you are in the community, he needs that love. Continue.
For Andrea, healing and recovery from surgery.
We send that energy to Maria, loving virtue. Continue.
For Don, for healing for his right inguinal hernia.
I can see a pair of scissors cutting it off, so hopefully it's not too painful. Okay.
Prayers for John who passed March 11th.
We already did that. We'll continue by saying, continue the energy to go to John. The love above. Continue.
For John, relief from leukemia.
Okay, we're going to see this sparkly energy going through his body, removing any disease, getting rid of any foul-smelling disease out of his body. Continue.
For Mary, to give her strength to walk.
Okay, we're getting this energy going into Mary's back, through her legs. We're seeing the blood start to increase through the legs. Wiggle your toes, stamp your feet. Continue.
For Raj, relief from scoliosis and severe allergies.
Okay, everybody, sending that virtue to him. Make it like a little umbrella. Okay, continue.
For Sue, relief from hearing loss, memory loss, and varicose veins.
Okay, we just put her between your hands and see that sparkly energy going through her body, head to toe. Okay.
For Manny, relief from diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay, we see that energy going through the body. See if it's being painted up and down the body. Okay. Yeah, continue.
For Frida, relief from Lyme disease.
We ask for the virtue to go through the body and chase away any bacteria or disease easily and comfortably. Okay? Continue.
For Alan, relief from tremors.
Okay, we're putting this sparkly energy across his shoulders at the base of his neck. It's radiating out down his spine. It's like a cross. Across the shoulders, down the spine, and up into the head or the brain. Okay.
For Zoe, healing from the surgical removal of her gallbladder.
Okay, we ask for the virtue to go around her tummy and to penetrate in just like it's falling into her body, repairing the hole or the missing tissue, healing up the body quickly, allowing all the systems to come back to balance. We're asking for acceleration of the normal healing process. Okay, continue.
That was the last.
Then in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless all that have contributed here in this prayer for others, that we have been of service, and through our faith, we are grateful for the healings that have taken place, for the relief that has been given, and for the benefit each and every one that has received. In the name of God Almighty, in the name of the Holy Family, in the name of our elder brother, Jesus the Christ, and to all those who are in the heavens and kingdoms above who have joined with us and assisted us today, we are grateful. We are grateful for this time together. We are grateful for this celebration, this communion with the divine beings and forces above. We believe in the one true God. This is our covenant. We believe in God Almighty. For those that do not, they are no concern of ours. We believe. Every day, commit the prayer. I am grateful for my life. I believe in the one true God. Relieve me. Benefit me. Love me. Vanquish my enemies. Let opportunities and people who will bring me opportunities appear in my life. I am so ever grateful. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Well done, everyone. You may have a warm feeling inside yourself now. You may feel the tingling on the sensations. You may sleep better. You may have more profound dreams. These are some of the side effects or benefits, the collateral benefits. I'm glad to see you're here. Again, I'll repeat the instruction why we have our hands up. If you go to the reactions and you click on there, you'll see raise the hand. This lets us know that you've been here before, that you are part of our community. Something's moving in my hip right now. Who said healing's easy? Okay. At the bottom of the screen, I could see some of you putting your hand up, but at the bottom of the screen, it says reactions. That's where you click on there and you can see the little yellow hands on everybody's video? Now, if you don't, then in the upper corner where it says view, click on that. There's little dots. When you click on that view, go to gallery and click on gallery, and you'll be able to see everybody. I'd love to see your faces. I know sometimes if you just have one-on-one, you might have my picture and your picture or just me. I'm not that great a looking guy, so I would prefer to have everybody on the screen. Okay, so upper right-hand corner, depending on your laptop or computer, you'll see the little word view. Maybe it's elsewhere on your screen. Click on that and then select gallery and you'll get to see everybody. Look at all these people popping on here now. Reverend Bernie's here, Mary, Steve, Jesus, I know some of your Monica's here. Net 416, Net 275, glad to see you. So again, by clicking your hand up here, this is a testimony. This is you participating as a member of our community, and it's not going to drive Patty crazy as to try to figure out who the new folks are if you've been here before. Because Patty is taking a lot of taking attendance, and we are grateful for that. But again, we'll get Mark to announce it next week as well. Upper corner, click on gallery, the view rather than gallery, and then if you will, in the bottom where it says reactions, click on that, and this is actually the symbol to ask a question. That's why it keeps up on the screen. We stumbled into that wisdom the other day. And so also I think it looks nice to see everybody's hand up. Since this is what we do, I can think this is a pretty symbolic symbol here, if you will, and of virtual healing. So Mark will remember to say that next week. And again, the reactions when you're new, you see my video. If you're new here, I'd like you to click on the heart. And that'll let Patty or other people know that you're new. And if you will go to the email address, it's in the chat. You'll see it there, minimansions144@gmail.com. Or if you're in the U.S., you can go to mmsc.usa@gmail.com. And guess what? Those email addresses, once you have them, they take donations. You could just click on there and send us a few dollars and that'll go to Canada or to the U.S. by those email addresses. And Wednesday night, we'll have another Search for God lesson. Dave has, Deacon Dave has his Tuesday Chinese yoga, which is getting popular and people are having wonderful experiences from that. And I want to thank Dave for Deacon Dave for providing a detailed sermon today. I think this is the second time he's been on with us. We'll have maybe Deacon Rebecca, not Deacon, Reverend Rebecca and or Reverend Douglas come on in turn. Easter's coming up, and so we'll have a special service for Easter. I want to thank everybody that's here today. The social comes next, and we've been hearing Elvis in the background, or at least I have. I hope it's not been too loud. Soft. I've been listening to him. There was supposed to be something else here, but we can probably do that, but let's see. Well, let's just let Elvis play a little bit. So I'm going to turn the service back over to Reverend Douglas now. Again, I'm very grateful those people are overseas. I know it's late at night or later at night. It's 9 o'clock at night in Europe. And the producer, Paul, I guess you're still watching the Blog Talk Radio
broadcast of our service. If you'd like to listen to the service again or send people to Blog Talk, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and look for my name, and you'll see the radio broadcast that we have recently done. I'll mention, because it was such a really super interview the other day, that we had Dr. Tracy Kimball on, who is an expert in people who have been abused from having a narcissistic relationship, or a person who has some behavioral problems as a narcissist. And you might want to listen to that radio show. It's in the archives on Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Tracy Kimball, you can look her up online. She was a wonderful interview. We actually tried to do the interview on YouTube. You may find it there as well. So with that, I'll say a closing prayer, and I'll let Reverend Douglas return the service over to him. Hopefully the music has been somewhat acceptable today. So if you will, God Almighty, God Almighty, bring light and love into my life. I am grateful. I am grateful that I was part of this service today. I will do my best to bring light and light and more light into the world by my actions, by my thoughts, by my words, and by my deeds. I am a believer. I will help to illuminate the Christ and the teachings of the Christ consciousness. I will do my best to support my community. You belong to this community. May God bless you in each and every way with health, wealth, and peace of mind. May more light come into your life each and every day. You're not alone. Sometimes it gets cloudy. Sometimes it's overcast. But the sun always comes out. God bless you, my friends. May you walk with God. May Jesus be your light. May the words bring you peace. Amen, amen, and amen. That concludes the healing part of the service. Reverend Douglas, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Sunday Healing Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell, focusing today on virtual healing. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our Sunday service on Blog Talk Radio from Many Mansions Spiritual Center. Did you know that Dr. Douglas Cottrell has several other weekly channels where you can participate? Check out his Sunday International Spiritual Healing Service on Zoom, plus a Wednesday night Zoom community gathering. And you might also enjoy the Wake Up podcast exploring human consciousness, awareness, and intuition with Dr. Douglas and co-host Les Hubert. Just go to douglasjamescottrell.com and message us on the contact page to add your name to the Zoom links of your choice.
You think about you and your family's health every minute, every day, not just when sick. We believe healthcare should bring results and rejuvenate the body. That's why Dr. Douglas James Cottrell compiled some of his best tips from his readings into a book, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Volume 1. From nutrition, anti-aging, and skincare to serious disorders and diseases like autism, PTSD, and cancer. Find out more at douglasjamescottrellstore.com or buy a copy on Amazon today.
Don't forget to join the weekly Global Village radio show right here every Friday evening at 9 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. hosted by Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, whose prophetic visions, many books, and personal consultations have helped people around the world. Plus, special guests every week from Noetic Sciences, Women's Health, Exploring Living from the Soul to Dream Interpretations. You can call into the show to discuss the topic of the night. That's the Global Village right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And thanks for being with us today. Thanks again for being with us. Join us again next Sunday for the Sunday Virtue Healing Service at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.